Chapter 8. Reviewing. Keeping your system functional. The purpose of this whole method of workflow management is not to let your brain become lax, but rather to enable it to move toward more elegant and productive activity. In order to earn that freedom, however, your brain must engage on some consistent basis with all your commitments and activities. You must be assured that you're doing what you need to be doing, and that it's okay to be not doing what you're not doing. Reviewing your system on a regular basis and keeping it current and functional are prerequisites for that kind of control. If you have a list of calls you must make, for example, the minute that list is not totally current with all the calls you need to make, your brain will not trust the system, and it won't get relief from its lower-level mental tasks. It will have to take back the job of remembering, processing, and reminding, which, as you should know by now, it doesn't do very effectively. All of this means your system cannot be static. In order to support appropriate action choices, it must be kept up to date, and it should trigger consistent and appropriate evaluation of your life and work at several horizons. There are two major issues that need to be handled at this point. What do you look at in all this, and when? What do you need to do and how often to ensure that all of it works as a consistent system, freeing you up to think and manage at a higher level? A real review process will lead to enhanced and proactive new thinking in key areas of your life and work. Such thinking emerges from both focused concentration and serendipitous brainstorming, which will be triggered and galvanized by a consistent personal review of your inventory of actions and projects. What to look at when? Your personal system and behaviors need to be established in such a way that you can see all the action options you need to see when you need to see them. This is really just common sense, but few people actually have their processes and their organization honed to the point where they are as functional as they could be. When you have access to a phone and any discretionary time, you ought to at least glance at the list of all the phone calls you need to make, and then either direct yourself to the best one to handle or give yourself permission to feel okay about not bothering with any of them. When you're about to go in for a discussion with your boss or your partner, take a moment to review the outstanding agendas you have with him or her so you'll know that you're using your time most effectively. When you need to pick up something at the dry cleaners, first quickly review all the other errands that you might be able to do en route. People often ask me, "How much time do you spend looking at your system?" My answer is simply, as much time as I need to feel comfortable about what I'm doing. In actuality, it's an accumulation of 2 seconds here, 3 seconds there. What most people don't realize is that my lists are, in one sense, my office. Just as you might have post-its and stacks of phone slips at your workstation, so do I on my next actions list. Assuming that you've completely collected, processed, and organized your stuff, you'll most likely take only a few brief moments here and there to access your system for day-to-day reminders.